Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell. Thank you so much for your patience. Thank you so much for your patience. It's a great day. It's a beautiful day. It's an exciting day. And we're going to get into this teaching. I tell you, God is just good. He is just good. I love him. Prophetess Nina, thank you so much for calling in this evening. If you're able, I know you're a busy woman, amen, but if you're able, if you would just press 1 and dialogue with us, amen. Elder Benny is here, and we're going to just chat a little bit about can you see it? Can you see it? Can you see it? Can you see it? So, Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus, just thanking you for who you are, thanking you for what you've done and what you're doing in this very moment. Holy Governor, right now we solicit you. We solicit your guidance. We thank you for your truth that will be revealed to us and through us. We need you now like never before. We pray now for everyone who is on the air, on the lines, and on the web. Let something be spoken, Holy Governor, that will increase their faith, that will strengthen them in the days to come, that they may fulfill your will, plan, and purpose for their lives. We thank you for these things now, and we count them done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Again, I'm grateful to those of you all who have called in on tonight. Amen. Got powerful ministers and prophets on the line. If you would press 1 and be willing to dialogue with us this evening, Elder Benny and I would certainly appreciate it, but we are going to talk from the topic, can you see it? I'm going to pass it to my husband and just let him share his heart with you concerning can you see it, because he's been passionate about this on our ride home this evening, amen. So I'm going to let him share with you, amen, concerning can you see it and the importance of being able to see what it is that you've heard the Holy Spirit speak.
Good evening. It is something that we must think about. You know, we talk about long-term goals, short-term goals, and being able to follow instructions, plans, and so those things that God has set for us to do. I know that spending some time early in my career as a law enforcement officer, I would go to panels for interviews, and they would always ask this question, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And that's a question that I think that we all should ask ourselves. Where do you see yourself in 5 months? Where do you see yourself in a year? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? If you get past those marks and you're in the same location, then that means you haven't done what you're supposed to do. You haven't activated the things that is going to help you move forward. And so we notice that we become stagnant. We may even see some decline in our in what we have set out for us to do, ourselves to do. We want to be successful in everything that we do. So that's one of the biggest questions we should ask ourselves. Where do you see yourself in 5 months? Where do you see yourself? It took me a long time. I just went to finish school to get my degree, and I struggled with some of those things, and that's what the biggest hindrance was for me making that completion of getting my degree, is because I didn't set those goals. Well, I didn't set the bar high enough for me to go ahead and push forward.
And I think also with that, as you shared, you know, when we look at the things that hinder us from moving forward, not being able to see what's ahead, we have to understand, well, sometimes it requires that we operate in a new dimension of truth. In John chapter 17, verse 11, it reads this way in the King James Version, "And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are." I'm going to keep reading. "While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." I want to stop right there at verse 16. Nah, 17. "Sanctify me through thy truth. Thy word is truth." I'm going to stop right there. I think sometimes we can't see it. We cannot see the fulfillment or the manifestation of that which God has spoken concerning us because our dimension of truth is not lined up with the word. It says here, "Thy word is truth." Now, how often do we really rely on his word? How often do we take his word as truth? The whole of his word. You know, verse 11 says, look, we're on a level, a dimension of truth and understanding because he is with us. And because he is with us, we should be able to operate in the same level of truth. And in verse 17, when it says, "Sanctify them by your truth," that his word is truth, he's saying, look, I've already sanctified you with my truth because I am with you. I am a part of you. And sometimes in order for you to see it, for you to see the manifestation, not just talk about it, your level of understanding and your level of truth has got to change. How often is it? How many times have you moved? I've moved a lot of times. My children can tell you. We probably could have opened up a business and been, hired hands. You could have hired us as your moving company because we had got it down to a pattern. We had a model for it. Mama knew how to pack those boxes and manipulate those things to fit them in a U-Haul and get everything safely where it needs to be. But every time we changed our address, guess what? All our mail found us. We couldn't hide from the truth. Even if we were trying to duck it, it would always find us. That's how God's word is. You can try to relocate, but the truth is still going to find you because the truth, because of your relationship, is already with you. But every time you move, you're operating in a new understanding. You're understanding in a new dimension of truth, a new dimension of awareness, a new dimension of being, because you're no longer in the same place. In order for you to see it, you have got to change your mindset. We talked about that today in our kingdom teaching at the Clarity Training Institute. Our mindsets have to be changed. Our mindsets have to be realigned with God's plan and his purpose for our lives. That's why we can't see it. And sometimes it's because of our environment. Are you around people? Are you in a place where they're going to enhance your vision for your future? Or are they going to try to diminish what you see and what you're experiencing? Are they going to speak to the things that you need to grow, Or are they going to keep reminding you of where you've been? Sometimes the very people that we hang around will keep us from actually seeing the truth of what God desires for us. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He said, if you're not willing to see it according to how I see it, are you actually living in rivalry with me? Are you trying to fight me? Are you thinking that your plan for life is better than my plan? Do you think that your way is going to be easier than my way? Are you trying to fight me at this? I know you're not trying to fight God. I know you're not. But when we look at our actions, when we listen to our conversation, when we look at our behavior, sometimes those very things are fighting against the truth of what God wants. God wants us to seek his kingdom. We fall back on Matthew 6:33, not that we're falling back, but that's a very relevant scripture. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek. Seeking out means I'm seeing the kingdom, seeking, I'm looking, I'm using my eyes to see. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he said, so are you really seeking me? Are you seeking to please me? Are you seeking to manifest that which I've spoken? Or are you in that place like many that are just out to make man happy? Are you really pursuing? Are you pursuing? Everybody that's on the line tonight, I know that there is vision that God has given you. I know that the Holy Spirit has spoken to you concerning the assignment that he's given you in the earth. I know that you all began to write a vision and make it plain upon the tablets like Rebecca tells us to do. But as you're writing these things, as you're hearing the voice of Holy Spirit speak to you, are you able to visualize the manifestation of that which you've heard? Yeah. I'm saying yeah. But y'all heard me. I was sounding a little weak with it, right? But I'm not really weak with it. I've come to a place, and even more so in the last couple of weeks, where I really do understand who I am better than I ever have in my entire life. I understand unapologetically who I am and what God's plan is for my life. And guess what? I am so grateful to God that my husband and I partner together in bringing about the manifestation of God's plan for our lives. While I push him, he pushes me. And then I push him and he pushes me again. And then there is a trusted, do you hear me what I say? A trusted circle of influence that I have. Trusted circle. Did y'all catch that? I have a trusted circle of influence that I can talk to, that I can share with, that we can teach and share together, iron sharpening iron, so that we can all be propelled into our next dimension of truth, our next dimension of being, our ability to receive will be intensified. Our understanding will be open so that we can see clearly what it is that's being spoken concerning us and how it is that we are to operate in order to receive what it is that God has for us. I remember back in the day when I was in elementary school, I think even in high school. No, by the time I got to high school, we had those combinations that were actually on the locker. But in high school, elementary school, we had combination locks. And we had to use the combination, the right combination, to open up the lock, then to open up the locker to gain access to what was inside. You say, okay, I get that. I had one of those. Cool. Why'd I bring that up? I brought that up because that's like getting to the treasure that God has for you. Being able to access the door, being able to use the proper combination, the proper key to unlock that which being stored up for us, that which is being held for us, to get in alignment, to be precise in what we're saying and what we're seeing and what we're calling forth in order for the manifestation to take place. One of the keys to that combination lock is our ability to see, our ability to understand, our ability to articulate, and our faith in what is spoken. We said that at the beginning. His word is truth, and his word is a part of who we are. The word of God says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." When we allow the word to be resident in us, as is the Holy Spirit resident in us, y'all, we have the potential to unlock everything and visibly see the manifestation of everything that God has promised us. I'm going to go to Isaiah 43. I love Isaiah 43. That was our theme 2 years ago, I believe. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. It reads this way. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Don't worry about the things of the past. Don't consider the old stuff, because I'm getting ready to do a new thing. I'm about to do a new thing. It's going to spring forth. Shall you not know it? Shall you not perceive it? Do you not recognize the concept that is working in your favor to bring about the manifestation of what God wants to do? Understanding that a concept is an idea of what something is or how it will work. Do you have the right concept about what you're seeing? Do you really understand what is actually getting ready to spring forth? Do you really understand what the Father is doing in your life? Because that's going to be another hindrance in allowing us to see. If your concept is wrong, then your perception will be wrong. And you'll misunderstand what's being communicated to you by the Father. And so guess what? You're not going to see it, because you misunderstood. You're misunderstanding because the concept is wrong. Your perception is wrong. Can you see it? What are your thoughts, babe? I see your head over there bopping. Again, our phone lines are open. If you have a comment or a question, please press 1 and we'll bring you live. Amen. I want. It is my desire. It's more than a want. It's greater in understanding who I am in the kingdom. It's a part of what motivates me to teach the word of God, to minister to those who have been lost and have no direction and think that life is over and they don't know how to overcome challenges. They don't even have vision anymore. It's a part of who I am, who God made me to be, that I aid those that find themselves in that predicament. to get them to a place of better understanding so that they understand fully the concepts, the models, and the system that God reveals to us, then our perception is intensified so that we are perceiving correctly, that our understanding is open, our level of discernment is fine-tuned. And then we're more readily open to see and then say and then receive that which we saw and that which we spoke it, that God would be glorified in that. I don't know, hon, where do you see yourself in 5 months? You posed the question to the people, but where do you see yourself, you and your wife and our 6 children and our 8 grandchildren and our children's children's children? Where do you see us, honey? Where do you see us?
Well, I see myself really growing in what I'm doing with my life in leadership. You know, I've obtained my degree in leadership and management, and I am moving forward to put that into action to do even more of what I've done before, building this mentoring program. I'm planning in the next 5 months to have that completed. I'm planning to have my book completed in 5 months, and that's going to catapult me to the next level.
You're planning it. Do you see it?
I see it.
You see it?
I see it.
Yeah, he said he see it.
That is true. There's a difference between a plan.
Yes. Yes, because a lot of times we plan for a lot of things, and that plan never comes to fruition.
That is correct. Make the write the vision, make it plain.
Make it plain, but then you got to work the vision.
You got to activate it.
Amen. You've got to activate it. You've got to activate it. Because there are some people that when they see your vision, they're going to want to run with it. It's going to catapult you into a next level, a newer dimension of truth and existence. A new level of kingdom influence. But you have to see yourself there. Many years ago, I had a dream. I had a dream. And I was actually, and now the Holy Spirit is bringing it back to me, I was actually at VCU, Virginia Commonwealth University. And there were a lot of people there, a lot of people. And it was in the Siegel Center. And I was going up the steps. I didn't take the elevator. I took the 2 flights of steps up to the hospitality room. That's where the VIPs go for basketball games. And I was going up there, and there were celebrities there and, you know, big names and still a lot of people. And as I walked through, I didn't know a lot of these people, but everybody knew me. And they were taking me out on the balcony because the balcony was the platform from which I was supposed to speak. And when I got to the platform and I looked out amongst the people, people were calling my name and they were cheering and yay, yay, yay. And I, you know, woke up from the dream and I was like, I'm never going to be in a college. What was I doing at VCU? Why was I at VCU? That doesn't make sense to me. It didn't make sense then. But I began to see it clearly when I became employed by another college. And I was asked to speak in chapel at that college. Now, mind you, it wasn't the magnitude of people that I'd seen in the dream at BCU, but it was representative of what the Holy Spirit was speaking and what God had shown me, in that I would carry influence, that I would be a voice, that I would be used on college campuses. to bring clarity and truth concerning the kingdom, and I would be received. After speaking at chapel, I began to see that more clearly. And now as God is growing my influence on the campus of that college where I work and opening additional doors from my obedience and fulfilling the assignment there, I can see it even more clearly. I think I was telling my sweetie, Minister Tori, on yesterday when we chatted, that we both have to come to terms with the fact that it's going to be numbers. It's going to be hundreds and thousands of people that God will put us on a platform before. First, to release relevant kingdom teaching, to impact the kingdom, to make earth look like heaven, and to bring that understanding, to change perceptions, to change the concepts that people have been held captive to, and open their eyes to be able to see what it is that God would have them to do. I can see it, y'all. And I'm not boasting by any means, because nothing I can do within myself. But I've become keenly aware of the power that resides within me, the purpose that resides within me, the gift of the Holy Spirit which resides within me that leads me into all truth. I can now see. I can see clearly the manifestation and growth of the Empowerment Place LLC, where we will be a premier counseling organization, aiding everyone from intellectual disabilities to professional athletes. We'll go into corporations and companies and help them to motivate and team build with their employees. The Empowerment Place will be that. I can see it. Can you see it? Can you see what it is that God has spoken concerning you and that which he's given you to do? Can you see it? It's been enough to talk about it. It's been enough to dream about it. It's been enough to write it down. You have to see it. You have to see it. Holy Spirit, thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for clarity. Thank you for understanding. And God, thank you for those who have joined us on tonight. We pray that this word would be received in their spirits, that it would be seed to be cultivated in them to bring forth a process of reaping so that the manifestation of the harvest would exist. We thank you for it tonight. We give you praise for it tonight. And we count it down in Jesus' name. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I pray that something was said that you can hold on to. See it. You've got to see it. You've got to see it. You've got to. Until next time, we pray that you'll do something to empower yourself. And after you've been empowered, you take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you all. Until next time.